Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where you get to pick what we're about to spend the next hour or so of our lives talking about, which is brilliant. You've been voting away. The categories or the kind of the topics you get to choose from are Liverpool Now, Liverpool Past, general footy, and then we have a nice little random chat at the end about something that's not at all related to football. It's kind of like a palate cleanser. It's like a sorbet.
Before we go on and talk about football again.
Imminently afterwards. With me, I've got Christian Walsh, I've got Paul Cope, John Gibbons, and Neil Atkinson. I'm Amelia Bonner. So let's dive straight in with LFC present. Now, this one was a real nail biter. It was very close. Your choices were Dewey Muscatino, Joe Gomez's ceiling, which does not exist, and the absence of Buvac. So that kind of was just, it was a little bit ahead. It's got 36%, so we're going to talk about that for a bit. Christian Walsh. So today, I think it's today, we're looking at him kind of potentially moving to Turkey, which I'm sure would be lovely for him. Do we miss him? Do you notice him not being there? Do we just kind of need to readjust to things being a bit different?
I just don't think there's any way you can possibly tell at this point in time. I mean, a lot of people who are calling for Buvac and saying that he's the thing that Jäger might be missing. Well, can you tell me what Buvac actually did on the training ground? Because for all we know, Kravitz was there as well. He's had a lot of other people in his backroom staff call Maya. He's got Mona, the dietitian. So whether or not he's making that impact and whether or not they miss him, I'm not too sure. Pep Linders has come in and he's very highly rated. You know, he went over to Holland and have a great time with it. But ultimately, I think it's all just conjecture. And I know that's not exactly the answer because we want strong opinion, but we don't know. I think if he was that important, I don't think Klopp would have done what he did. You know, I don't think that the situation would have happened. And I think that he'd probably still be at Anfield. So it's a strange one, but ultimately, I don't see how Liverpool, you know, miss him at this point in time. It's all just a little bit of, when they win, who knows? When they lose, it's because he's gone.